This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Bameh Taimnin Ubama Ein Taimnin. In what materials is it permitted to insulate food from Erev Shabbos, and in what materials is it forbidden? Ein Taimnin Lo Begefes. It is forbidden to insulate in materials that increase the heat of the food, such as leftover olives and sesame seeds after they have been squeezed for their oil, v'lo bezevel, nor in dung, lo bemelech, nor in salt, v'lo besid, nor in lime, v'lo bechol, nor in sand, bein lachem, bein yeveshim. All these things are forbidden, whether wet or dry, lo beteven, nor with hay, v'lo bezagim, nor squeezed grapes, v'lo b'meichim, nor soft materials such as wool or cotton, v'lo b'asavim, nor in grass, bizman shehein lachim. All these things are only if these things are wet. Avotaymnin b'hen k'shehein yaveshim. However, they would be permitted to insulate in these last things if they are dry. Taymnin b'ksus u'bapeiros. One may also insulate pots in clothing or agricultural produce, bekanfeyoino, pigeon feathers, uvinsiris shel charoshim, sawdust, ubinsiris shel pishton dako, and fine flax dust. Reb Yehuda oiser bedako, umater begaso. Reb Yehuda said that fine flax dust is forbidden, but coarse flax dust is permitted, and that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, Taimnin Bishlochin, one may insulate using raw hides, Umetaltalin Oysun, and they are not Muksa, since they are used as mats to sit on, Begizei Tzemer, one may insulate in raw wool, Ve'ein Metaltalin Oysun, but they are Muksa. Ketzad hu oise, how then can one take the pot out of the muksa wool? Noitil es hakisui vehin noiflois. He lifts the top off and the wool falls off to the side. Reb Eliezer ben Azaria oimer, kupa mata al tzida v'noitil shema yito v'einu yochel lahachzer. According to Reb Eliezer ben Azaria, he may not then remove the pot from the wool. He should just tip it on its side and scoop out the food. For were he to remove the entire pot, he might come to move the muksa wool to the side to put the pot back in place. V'chachamim oimrim noitel umachzer, according to the Chachamim, he may remove the entire pot. And then if the space cleared in the wool still remains, he may put the pot back into place. Lo kisohu mibaydiyayim, lo yichaseenu mishetachashich. A pot that was not insulated before Shabbos may not be insulated on Shabbos, even in material that just preserves heat. Kisohu v'niskala mutu l'kasoisai. However, if it was insulated and the material came off, he may put it back. Memale esakitain v'noisin l'tachas hakar o tachas hakeses. One may also bury cold food or drink beneath a pillow or blanket just to take off the chill. And that's the end of Mishnah Beis.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.